Repetition happens a lot in music. Really, a lot. A theme is repeated, whole sections are repeated, a tune is repeated in a different key or in a different instrument or at a different speed. Little bits or motifs are littered throughout a bigger piece, and essentially, a piece of music is held together by repetition. It gives a sense of completeness and unity. That repetition can be confusing as well. There was a time when an engineer rang up the studio, this was a while ago, to check if there was something wrong with the CD when a certain Philip Glass piece was playing. But when you have a six-year-old child sitting in front of you with their cello, hello Finn, the prospect of repetition is a bit trickier to sell. The thing is, to be able to play an instrument with comfort, you need to play a piece quite a few times. Dr. Suzuki, founder of the Suzuki Method, said 1,000 times for a piece, and then you really have it in your being. So if I asked Finn to play his new piece, Song of the Wind, again, not quite 1,000 times, Finn would be pretty reluctant. Wouldn't it be more fun to play another song? So one of the many responsibilities and joys of a musician and a teacher is to make sure those repetitions are rendered, but that each time they're done with a little twist. You know that feeling when you have asked the teenage human related to you to clean their room, empty the dishwasher, look up from their electrical device, smile, that they have stopped listening to you? But when you ask them in a different voice, maybe getting quieter and quieter each time, that's how it works, right? Have you noticed how now the teenage human actually does look up from their device and stumbles to their task as if they've been hypnotized? So the same happened with Finn. Since he was playing a song about the wind, I asked him to imagine his favourite bird. Well, I don't really have a favourite bird, but my friend Jason does. Oh, okay, Finn, so what's Jason's favourite bird? Thinking it might be a magpie, or a parrot, or maybe even a cockatoo. A pigeon. Woo, woo. And with that, Finn headed off into Song of the Wind. And even though it's a very unusual thing to say, and quite possibly will never be repeated again, the pigeons made it better.